Hi there, and welcome to Everlasting Love. My name's Patricia King, and I'm excited about today's topic. We're going to talk about possessing and occupying in and for the Lord in the earth. And with us, we have Johnny Enlow, and you're the author of the Seven Mountain Prophecy book, the Seven Mountain Mantle book, the Seven Mountain Mandate DVD series, and a workbook. Oh my gosh, you're a Seven Mountain man.
I'm a Seven Mountain man, and I'm all about time for us to occupy and possess.
Oh, I love it. Well, you know, Johnny, you are a forerunner in this, and, you know, over the years, of course, we, you know, honor the forerunners who have gone before, like Lauren Cunningham with YWAM, and, of course, our good friend Lance Wallnau has been all over the world for years trumpeting this message, and you've been so faithful with it, and many others that are jumping on board that are leaders of big, significant works worldwide, because we're picking up on what God is speaking to the church for such a time as this. But today specifically, we want to get into a really exciting subject about, actually, it's spiritual warfare, isn't it? And how that pertains to the seven mountain strategy that God is releasing to the church about your kingdom come, your will be done. And I think of Joshua, in the book of Joshua, where he is taking over from Moses. And his mandate is to take the children of Israel into the land that God promised them. And of course, they've gone through the wilderness already, and now God's saying, okay, take them in. It's time to possess and occupy. Everywhere where you place the sole of your foot, wherever it treads, I'm going to give that to you. Yeah. Now, from what I understand from Dutch Sheet's book on prayer, every place where the sole of your foot treads actually means wherever you draw out your weapons for battle. Which is interesting.
That is.
Interesting concept. In other words, they didn't just go in and live in the land. There were some giants in the land that they had to face and overcome. So paralleling that, today we have warfare issues to take care of. It's not like the devil will just say, oh, you're here.
Right.
Yay. Mm-hmm. Come rule over me. Mm-hmm. So he gives us a little bit of resistance training sometimes.
Yes.
And so let's talk about this. How do we take care of that resistance?
Well, and I think one of the things the Lord is doing and helping us with, just like in the natural, the warfare in the natural, even for our nation, we have new equipment we're using. We have things you can see in the night with, and new weaponry. There are some advances that God has for us, even as it relates to this theme of spiritual warfare. And we've understood the value of spiritual mapping, spiritual declarations, and making prophetic declarations, and having all-night prayer meetings, and filling stadiums with, and that's still all.
That's all so important, isn't it?
It's a piece of the of the puzzle. But this thing of everywhere your feet go, wherever that's what you get. That is the part we're really understanding better, even as it relates to the seven mountain message, that we must go into the seven head sectors of society, the mind molders, and that we can't just pray, let's say, a pictorial, send ICBMs from the mountain of religion into the other mountains. That's not enough. It can be helpful, but it really must be done in conjunction with those who are rising on the mountains. And so we want to see the forces that are actually occupying media, occupying government, occupying arts and entertainment, in the sense of taking authority over the darkness that's there, bringing his way of doing things. Really, I think it's so insightful that the scripture that is generally used as a foundation for spiritual warfare in 2 Corinthians 10, that we wrestle not against
flesh and blood,
but powers and principalities. Every argument that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, every demonic foe that we can find is strengthened by a lie. So if we can find the lie and bring the antidote of truth to it,
there you go.
That's how he gets displaced. I think the old way of understanding is if we have enough 40-day fasts and target him directly in some way, that's how we remove him. But I think where the Lord's progressing our understanding to is, for instance, if there's corruption in government, it's not just that you knock it down by a prayer meeting against corruption in government. We must have servants of the Most High that come up and manifest his way of manifesting governmental authority.
Right.
And it is the re-imaging of him in society. We were made in his image. As we see the nuanced images of who he is, not just God the Redeemer, but God the Governor, God the Economist, God of all, God the Educator, God of all life.
Right.
As we see him and reflect that, it is the reflection of that light that displaces the darkness. And that's an occupational mindset that we must take.
And I love that. And I mean, we're not, I know that you're not saying, oh, as a people, as Christians, we're going to go in and, you know, shoot down other people and get them out of the way so that we can establish the church. That's not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all what we're talking about. But it is clear in Scripture that we have spiritual enemies, and that there is darkness and there is light, there is good and there is evil. And so what God's calling his people to do is to bring heaven to earth, and heaven is good. Heaven is full of purity and righteousness and kindness and love. And so our warfare is against anything that would be raised up against all that he represents, right? But it's not like we're going in angrily and saying, oh, you're not manifesting love, so I'm going to kapow you. You know, we're going to replace with light.
That is so key there, because Haggai 2 says he is the desire of the nations.
Right.
When we properly re-image him and manifest him in society,
he's
who they want to see.
Right.
Nobody wants corruption in government. Nobody wants families that fall apart. Nobody wants, you know, or very few people want extreme distortions and deviations like occur in the mountain of arts and entertainment.
Right.
There is an understanding even among humanity that there are desirable and undesirable elements that are taking place there. And so we are to re-image who he is, a good God, a righteous God, and he is desirable. So, the warfare is never against people.
You know, there's some, you know, current examples that are excellent. I might not go into the specifics on this program, but there's moral issues that have been brought forward in this day that even, you know, discuss, you know, different sexual morality and stuff like that, and the different license we give to certain sexual acts and stuff, that when polls are done in the nation, I'm thinking of the United States, there could be like 80% would be like pro-biblical morals, and 20% would fight against that. And yet, even though that we are knowing that there's so many that would want right morals, oftentimes the agenda of the 20% is push forth more. Why is that? I think it's, you know, it's not because we haven't said enough that we don't like this. It's because we haven't done things to possess and occupy that place. And Jesus said in Matthew 16, he said, I say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock, meaning the revelation of Jesus Christ being the Son of the living God, upon that revelation, I will build my church. And he says, the gates of hell will not overpower it. It cannot overpower it, because the gates of hell are the gates of darkness or the gates of evil that are established in the earth.
Right.
They are stationary. They're not moving. But he says, I'm going to give you power to stand, because these gates can't overpower what you're going to invade with as far as light. And he said, I'm going to give you the keys of the kingdom. So whatever action you take on the earth that's in me, heaven is going to back you up. So we have the power to create with God, to create light in the midst of darkness. And in Genesis 1, when the earth was without form, it didn't have order or structure yet, and it said darkness was over the surface of the deep, but the Spirit was brooding, but it still needed the word to let there be light. Light be. It needed the invasion of light. But as soon as there was light, then light overcame the darkness.
Yep.
And so our battle today isn't that, you know, like darkness can never overpower light. It doesn't work. That it's impossible. But the problem is we haven't brought the light in yet.
Well, and it's because there are very real enemies, we'll say, on the tops of the mountains. The closer you get to the place of influence, there really are real demonic entities and forces. And so you'll have people that really do desire, theoretically, idealistically, they'll be running for office and they'll say, we're going to do away with corruption. And it seems to be what's
in their heart. Yeah.
But they get there and they don't have the ability to resist, because it's a spiritual battle. They don't have even the resistance, they don't have the armor for it with them. And so it really requires someone who's in a relationship with God, mm-hmm. in a proper relationship with God,
right.
to have the armor. You come in a servant spirit. You ask for his help. You must have the Holy Spirit help you.
Right.
So that's why it's not about it being a Christian agenda for takeover. It's about people who are receiving God in this relational way, manifesting him in a way that has authority over the darkness, so that what you intend to do when you get there, you can actually do so. Because it's really not a secret among the worlds, as you say. Everybody
right.
knows what is not desirable in government. Bribes and money hungry
right.
and all the evil that's poured, that pervade from the mountaintop of the mountain of government. Nobody wants it, but it's who can be there and rule under that influence. And that's why it becomes a message to the body of Christ. It's not just enough to be on the mountain of religion where the church is, and only to have prayer meetings, and through that send missiles there, as it were, spiritual missiles through prayer, as if that's going to get the job done. I think that speaking of, it might be in Deuteronomy of Joshua and Moses, there was that, the picture that comes to me is where Moses was on the top of the mountains, and Joshua was in the valley fighting the actual battle.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And it says, as Aaron and Hur raised right. his hands, they won. And if his hands were down,
right.
they lost. And it really combines.
It's all connected.
It's connected.
Isn't it?
It tells us that we must have the hands raised,
yeah.
asking God for help. The spiritual warfare, the way we know it,
right.
decrees, crying out to God in prayer. But you can put on the best show on the top of the
right.
mountain. But if you're not doing it in conjunction
right.
with ground
exactly.
forces, it's sort of just a wasteful exercise.
And we have had the most amazing forerunners and teachers who I highly respect and honor in the area of spiritual warfare and intercession, who have awakened the body to
Definitely.
Prayer, which is so important. And now God's raising up an army on the ground to establish truth, to establish his works in the midst of darkness, and it's going to turn on the light. And we're going to come right back after this break and tell you what that looks like.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. Go online to xpministries.com.
Order Patricia King's new Sacred Time, Sacred Place journal. Develop a rich devotional life with practical guidelines, scripture, and journal space for a deeper intimacy with Jesus Christ. Order the Sacred Time, Sacred Place journal online now at xpministries.com.
What is the XP Web Church?
XP Web Church is an official congregation that connects through the internet.
Each Web Church member is assigned a web pastor, and they connect through email, telephone, and our online chat room.
Weekly personal contact, teaching, relational presentations.
Exclusive web clips and MP3s are all available to web members.
Patricia King, the XP team, youth and children's pastors, and friends of the ministry all contribute to make XP Web Church a rich spiritual experience.
XP Web Church also hosts an online chat room and social network for web members only. XP Web Church is international, 24/7, on demand. We're always here, no matter where you are in the world.
Quality personal and relational pastoral care, prayer covering, as well as solid teaching on kingdom values, Bible foundations, the Holy Spirit, the glory, and the supernatural.
Join today at xpwebchurch.com.
XP Web Church, filling the earth with His glory.
Are you called to media? XP Media's training team is available to teach you every phase of media production, from script writing to acting, editing, producing, and directing. For more information, visit xpmediatraining.com.
So, Johnny, I know that our viewers are going to want to know what this all looks like, because God's raising up His spiritual giants in this hour, who are people filled with faith, filled with purpose, filled with the knowledge of God, who are going to make a difference, who are going to shift things in this hour, because we're called to rule and reign. So can you give us any examples of what that looks like?
Yeah, you know, I think it's A.W. Tozer might have been the first one I know of that said, what you think about God is the most important thing about you. Basically, your personal knowledge of God is the most important thing about you. It'll affect everything you do in life and the way you reflect Him to others. So this thing of the knowledge of God as even a tool of spiritual warfare, it is the knowledge of God in a nuanced fashion per sector of society, that He is the big enough God, the better than God for that sector of society. And the story that comes to mind right now is I went to a city in Peru. When the Lord gave me a word, I want you to begin to reach the up and outers. It was kind of a new for me. I thought He only wanted to reach down and outers, but He likes to reach up and outers, down and outers,
everyone.
Medium outers. Everybody's an outer without Him. So, and right. There is this other secondary advantage is when you reach the top of the head, they can open up structures for a whole city, region, or even nation. And so We came into this city because I kind of argued with the Lord on that. It's like, what, like the next city I go to try to meet with the mayor? He goes, like, yeah. And so I asked for my friend there, can you set up a meeting with the mayor? I have a word from God for him, you know. And I didn't know if you're allowed to say that to a mayor or not, but I didn't know what the word was, but we had one. So we met with the mayor our second day, and he shared us all the problems of the city and the region, and it was just a tremendously beaten up city. The poverty, 90% of the economy had been run by the drug trade. The Shining Path guerrillas had been very active there. My friends had said, don't go there, it's dangerous. The mayor was only the mayor because the previous mayor had been killed a few months before we were there by the guerrillas. And so they needed the knowledge of God. This all connects to this thing of the knowledge of God, of spiritual warfare. And maybe the traditional way to have done it would be to call a stadium filled prayer event, which I believe are still valuable, but they needed the knowledge of God. And so after he shared with us the challenges that were there and how he was trying to change even the economy of the place, but 90% of them had made money with drugs and now all the plants had been pulled up, the Lord gave me just some prophetic words. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm here to tell you that God's going to come help you. You're a good man. You were chosen for such a time as this, and you have a good heart for your people. And even though he wasn't what we'd consider a believer, Christian. And I said, there are going to be things discovered in the coming days that have never been discovered before. And I began to tell about breakthroughs. There would be in economic things, and there would be silver and zinc and things discovered, and that there was going to be a lost city, the Incas, nearby. And I said, I'm telling you all these things because though you're a good man, when these things happen, you must give honor and glory to, he who provided it. And even right when I was done, there was such a presence of God that, surprisingly to me, he said, I'm having this day declared a historic day in the city.
Wow.
I'm going to give you the keys to the city,
name
you and your
team,
illustrious guests of the city. And would you pray for my wife? She's sick. We prayed for her later in the day. She was instantly healed. Would you march with me? There's a Father's Day parade. I'm the man of honor. Would you come with me? Yes. So to make the long story short, within 18 months, the following things had been discovered in this city. 2 salt mines, a touristic waterfall, touristic thermal springs, a zinc mine, a silver mine,
wow,
and a 25-square-mile lost city of the Incas.
Everything that you prophesied.
When I came back in 18 months with my team, the whole city received a school, was called for the day, and there was 2 blocks of them in uniform. They marched us to City
Come
Hall,
on.
Keys to the city, and all this. This all goes into
awesome.
Knowledge of God. So the entire atmosphere over the city was changed because there was knowledge of him that wasn't there before.
Wow.
We declared he is a big enough God, not just to offer you salvation, redemption for your soul, but he understands the practical needs of survival that take place here. And so then, secondary step, the mayor says, I'm also the regional mayor. There are 10 more cities. Would you go and do what you did
come
here
on,
and release the
on.
Blessing of God? So we were able, it was new for me that we can just release the knowledge of God. And it is amazing the oppressiveness that was on that city. The first time I came in the city, I wanted to turn around and leave immediately.
Yeah.
It was so dark.
Yeah.
It was like my normal Christian conditioning said, this people need to repent and serve God.
Yeah.
And he was like, what can you see in this valley of dry bones? Ezekiel 37. So we have to learn new ways of bringing spiritual warfare, new ways of thinking about it. It's not just, I never had to rebuke the devil over the place in that way. He was rebuked by me manifesting the face of God, the kind face of God.
And then you brought in the light. And then the darkness started to flee, and then the people looked up to God, which produces more light and life. It's awesome. Did you get a chance to share that Jesus is the name of our God?
Well, the mayor said, you can do whatever you want in this city. So
Come
we
on.
Had meetings in the central square for free, and we had so many, it was over 1,000 people. So many people, in fact, got saved. The churches were overwhelmed.
It.
On the last night, I said, listen, you can't even, you can raise your hand, but we can't even take your name. The churches are overwhelmed. You're going to have to go to this, this, and the other church in 2 weeks because they can't handle all the people. The
wow.
mayor did come to the Lord. He came and spent 3 days with us. In where we lived in Atlanta after that. And there were hundreds healed in the streets. We just prayed
it's
for people
awesome.
Until past midnight. They would knock on our doors at the motel early in the morning and say, we need to be cured, which was a sign. When they'd say cured instead of healed, means they came out of more of the Catholic background.
Yeah.
And so we had an audience we would not have had if we had just stayed in the church. And so God is ready to show up in all of society.
Amen.
And for us to bring this expanded knowledge of Him, the God of a whole city, of all life.
Yeah.
And when I even went subsequently to the surrounding 10 cities, because we went city mm-hmm. by city by city, all the city leaders were gathered. Mm-hmm. And I said, you've heard what God did in Sapporo. He wants to do it here. He cares, first of all, for your soul, where you will spend eternity. So we mm-hmm. give that message. But we said, He's the God of all life. He understands
Beautiful.
Where you live and your needs. And so in every city, we declared what was going to be discovered, what was going to be found. And the reports I have from my friends there said, in every single city, 100% everything you declared would be discovered was discovered. And so that whole region, the president of Peru went there last year and said, you understand what's being called the proven economic miracle around the world. You are a key part of the story. The top-rated coffee and the top-rated cocoa in the whole world
come
is produced
on,
from this region
on.
Now that was formerly
Yay.
Considered the cancer of Peru. But this is all spiritual warfare.
Yeah, I
manifest
love
God.
I love this kind of spiritual warfare.
Yeah.
This is possessing and occupying.
Exactly.
With love, with light, with care, with concern for the people. We have a testimony also on a much smaller level than that, though, but in one of the nations that we labor in. We were in this slum town right on the border. And when I first went in, I had the same reaction. It was only just over a year and a half ago now that I actually put my feet on the ground. And oh my gosh, I was overwhelmed with the darkness at first. I thought, whoa, where are we going to start? And the Lord just started giving strategies, you know, just little strategies. One of the problems was there was so much poverty in the city that people were selling their children into sex trafficking, right? And so we sought the Lord and He gave us ideas for how we could start businesses and start crushing the spirit of poverty. And I mean, I could go on and on, but every little act of bringing light mm-hmm. into the darkness dispelled the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just went through the gates
mm-hmm.
and God said, those gates of hell, they're not going to prevail against
mm-hmm.
you. You just go and bring the kingdom, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we've been seeing over the last year and a half, bit by bit, light penetrate the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing, you know, demonic strongholds breaking down
mm-hmm.
just because of possessing and occupying. And again, we're not talking about ruling and lording it over people. We're
right.
talking about taking a place of love, creating a
yeah.
love environment, a light environment, and giving people a chance to know God. So, oh, this is awesome. Listen, can you pray for our audience right now as we just wrap up this segment right now? Can you pray
yeah.
that God will give them strategies
yeah.
for possessing and occupying, love
yeah.
strategies, wisdom strategies,
yeah.
because there's mountains to conquer.
Amen. That's good. So, Lord, we just thank You for this time that You have for us here on the set, Lord, and this time even for those who are listening around the world. We just thank You for the great thing that You are doing here on planet Earth. We thank You for Your love and desire to use Your sons and daughters. It's not Your desire to come and just show how much power You have apart from them, but even as a good parent here on Earth, you rejoice even more when you see Your sons and daughters arise. Your sons and daughters get who You are and how You want to show up in society. So Lord, I ask even right now that there would be a release of faith, that there would be a release of vision to all those that are listening, that there would be a breaking off of the shackles of restriction. Even those who have been restricted by, we'll say, an inferior narrative of who you are and what you're going to do on planet Earth. I ask, Lord, that there be an expanded vision of who you are, an expanded vision of you that will change the way one operates, the way each operate. I thank you, Lord, that there is, and I hear you repeating to me even now, there is no present crisis on planet Earth that you do not already have the solution to it embedded in your sons and daughters, but they must arise. And that there will never be a crisis or a problem or a challenge on this planet that you will not already have the solution and the answer to it embedded in one of your sons and daughters. And it's why you give us the command, arise, shine, your light is come, your light, my light on you. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. So I speak that to you, those who are viewing this right now. His glory wants to manifest and be shown on you. His glory on you, and nations will walk to your light. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for that, Lord. Amen.
I have a word right now for a pastor. And you have been, you know, involved in the traditional spiritual warfare and, you know, prayer and fasting and that. And you know, you really did it with conviction before the Lord. And it was awesome. And you did see a measure of result, but you're thinking, it's just not doing it for our community. We haven't had the breakthrough. There's so many realms that we haven't seen any fruit in. And the Lord's going to give you your next strategy, and it's going to be like ground troop stuff where you take the light in and you're going to see the establishment of the kingdom of God. It's going to be an amazing season for you. So be encouraged. You know, nothing from the last season was lost, but what you're about ready to enter into is like your Joshua season. Now, for all of you, I want you to remember this, is that God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does. So go spread that in your neighborhood. Go spread it to the nations. Go exalt his name. We'll see you next time.
What is the XP Web Church?
XP Web Church is an official congregation that connects through the internet.
Each Web Church member is assigned a web pastor, and they connect through email, telephone, and our online chat room.
Weekly personal contact, teaching, relational presentations.
Exclusive web clips and MP3s are all available to web members.
Patricia King, the XP team, youth and children's pastors, and friends of the ministry all contribute to make XP Web Church a rich spiritual experience.
XP Web Church also hosts an online chat room and social network for web members only. XP Web Church is international, 24/7, on demand. We're always here, no matter where you are in the world.
Quality personal and relational pastoral care, prayer covering, as well as solid teaching on kingdom values, Bible foundations, the Holy Spirit, the glory, and the supernatural.
Join today at xpwebchurch.com.
XP Web Church, filling the earth with His glory.
Are you called to media? XP Media's training team is available to teach you every phase of media production, from script writing to acting, editing, producing, and directing. For more information, visit xpmediatraining.com.
Order Patricia King's new Sacred Time, Sacred Place Journal. Develop a rich devotional life with practical guidelines, scripture, and journal space for a deeper intimacy with Jesus Christ. Order the Sacred Time, Sacred Place Journal online now at xpministries.com.